Now we wait at Radio Rewind.
Radio Rewind.
The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.
Hey folks, Joey Cass here, and you're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, broadcasting to you over the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we are doing a full hour of music for you folks. The theme is Dungeon Grunge. What is Dungeon Grunge? Well, it is grunge music and dungeon music. What is dungeon music? Anything spooky. I'm kind of tired of saying goth or industrial or any of those genres. People say post-punk. People say dark wave. There's a million genres of dark, spooky, slimy music. And it's all coming from the dungeon. So let's just call it dungeon music. And I realize that dungeon synth is a whole genre unto itself. And that there is also dungeon metal, which is another genre unto itself. Well, I am making a new umbrella term today, and that umbrella term is dungeon. So, long story short, we're listening to a bunch of goth music, a bunch of grunge music, and a bunch of music that kind of goes in between all those. And a great example of that one is going to be the first track of the day, which is going to be ACPDF's Pleaser. It is the title track from their latest album, Pleaser. And it starts out nice and golden and shimmery and slowly descends into madness and rage, which I think is a big feel that the band had going into that album. And after that, we're going to be going into more rock territory with Kamikaze Nurses' Never Better, and that's from their latest album, Stimuloso.
And actions to mend.
Hey folks, Joey Chaos here, and you're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, broadcasting to you over the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we're doing a full hour of music. The theme is Dungeon Grunge, where we're playing a bit of grungy stuff and a bit of dungeony stuff. The first two tracks were definitely in the grunge camp there. The first one was ACPDF's Pleaser from their latest album, Pleaser. And the last track there was Kamikaze Nurse's Never Better from their latest release, Stimuloso. And the next two tracks that we're going to be playing for you are Big Ethel's Lazy, and following that is one from my own band, Joey Chaos and the Ghosts, with D-Lord. And when we're playing those two tracks, you're going to be starting to make the descent from grunge into a little more dungeony territory. My usual disclaimer of not being a big fan of playing my own stuff on my radio show, well, my excuse this week is I'm going to be playing a show this Thursday at the Red Gate Art Society. I'm going to be opening with my band for Future Memories and Hem Netyer, two bands that we're going to be playing later on in today's show. But for the sake of a smooth playlist, I bumped my music a little bit first. Also, we're opening, so you know what? I get to go first there anyways. Anyways, enough of me. Let's get to the jams.
Yeah. Rita McMahon started New York City's only wild bird rehab center in her apartment in 2005. But after years of hard work, she needed a better location.
In 2012, we opened our storefront in a lovely landmark building, and I got to move out the 60 birds that were in my apartment on my husband's birthday. It was a nice present.
The Wild Bird Fund has grown to see more than 7,000 birds each year. They see lots of pigeons, a lot of birds for lead poisoning, but during migration season, there's one common culprit.
Right now, the great majority are from the window collisions, like last weekend on Saturday, 26 in one day. That's a lot.
Most birds don't survive the impact with glass in the first place. If they do make it, many have concussions or broken bones. Only about a third of the birds brought to the Wild Bird Fund for window collisions survive.
So when it comes to us, we see our job as really what we're doing is hospice. Stop the suffering, make the end as comfortable as possible.
Saving birds from this unhappy end requires rethinking the way we design buildings. And New York City is on the cutting edge of that challenge. This past December, the New York City Council passed legislation that will require builders to use at least 90% bird-safe materials for the bottom 75 feet of a building. That's where the vast majority of collisions occur. Maybe in the future, Rita will see fewer birds at her rehab center. For Bird Note, I'm Ashley Ahern.
Hey folks, Joey Cass here, and you are listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, broadcasting to you over the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we are doing a full hour of music. The theme is Dungeon Grunge, and I thought I had these tracks mixed up a little bit better, but I am now realizing that the first half of the show is definitely in the grunge territory here, and the second half of the show, we're going to be going down into the dungeon for sure. The last two tracks that we listened to were Big Ethel's Lazy. That's from their latest Jam Space demo recordings. And the last one you listened to was Joey Chaos and the Ghosts, which is, hey, my band, with our brand new track, D-Lord. It's about vampires. I don't know why I just said it was about vampires, other than it is about vampires. But you know what? I don't think vampires are talked about enough on the radio. And to continue that trend, we're going to be moving on. So up next, we got three more tracks for you. The first one is going to be Whose Bodies by Alien Boys. Following that is Bittersweet by Wrong. And we're going to be going into some heavier territory after that with Schedule One's Paint It Red from their self-titled EP, Schedule One.
What gender are they, honey? What sexuality? again.